From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A pilot who allegedly flew his plane deliberately into the offices of the IRS in Austin appears to have written an angry blog about the state of the nation. More from NPR's Wade Goodwin.
53-year-old Joseph Stack appeared to be trying to offer an explanation for what he was about to do. If you're reading this, you're no doubt asking yourself, why did this have to happen? Stack wrote. The simple truth is that it's complicated and has been a long time coming. Stack proceeded to outline an extensive list of grievances about his life. He complained about having, quote, a new marriage and a boatload of undocumented income, and wrote of his struggles with the IRS. He ended by writing, I am finally willing to stop this insanity. Well, Mr. Big Brother IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well. He signed it Joe Stack, 1956 through 2010. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
City's police chief is confirming emergency crews have found a body in the wreckage where the plane smashed into the building, along with a pilot. One other person is still unaccounted for. President Obama, at the risk of angering China, went ahead with a meeting with the Dalai Lama at the White House today. Mr. Obama used the meeting to further press Beijing to preserve Tibet's identity and respect human rights. In a statement, the White House said the president commended the Dalai Lama's commitment to nonviolence and his pursuit of dialogue with the Chinese government. Beijing, still angry over a U.S. plan to sell $6.4 billion worth of arms to Taiwan, had warned the talks with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader could further damage strained U.S.-China relations. In Oregon, farmers, fishermen, and Indian tribes have signed a deal with a power company that may lead to the biggest dam removal project in the country's history. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
A century ago, the federal government started building dams on Oregon's Klamath River Basin to irrigate crops and later to generate power for customers throughout the Pacific Northwest. But those dams are also blamed for the collapse of the local salmon fishery. For the past 5 years, the power company has been in negotiation with local stakeholders to find a way to restore the river system. And now a tentative deal has been signed. If the federal government backs the deal, the dams may start coming out in 2020. The dam removal will not be paid for by Pacific Corp, the utility company that owns the dams. Instead, the $450 million bill will be split between power customers and the taxpayers of California and Oregon. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
American skier Lindsey Vonn, who won the gold in yesterday's women's downhill, was unable to repeat her performance today, missing a gate and then falling in the slalom leg of the super combined. Best friend and close rival Maria Reisch of Germany took the gold medal, beating American Julia Mancuso, who won her second silver medal. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points today. This is NPR. According to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, President Obama is looking to have a health care proposal prior to his February 25th summit. Sebelius says the plan will take some of the best ideas and put them into a framework. According to a senior White House official, Democratic negotiators are close to reconciling the differences between House and Senate bills approved last year. The new proposal would reportedly be designed to win passage without Republican support. U.S. and European regulators have approved the Internet search and advertising collaboration between Microsoft and Yahoo. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The deal calls for Microsoft to take over search on Yahoo sites. Individuals searching on Yahoo will see the same results as those using Microsoft's search engine Bing. Yahoo will take over some advertising functions now done by the Redmond company. Yahoo will sell search-related ads, especially to high-volume advertisers, for both companies. Right now, Google controls roughly two-thirds of the market for Internet search. Microsoft and Yahoo have most of the rest. They hope their unified search marketplace will create a larger number of search queries, making it more attractive to advertisers, and thus produce more ad dollars. Under the terms of the 10-year deal, originally announced last summer, the two companies will share revenues. The companies hope the transition in the U.S. can be largely completed by the end of the year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
What may be the first tentative steps by the interest rate-setting Federal Reserve to tighten the credit reins, the body waited until after the stock market closed today to announce it is raising the discount rate. That's the rate the Fed charges banks for emergency loans. The central bank says it's hiking the discount rate by a quarter of a point. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.